Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And the security guard was like, you put it away. I was like, no.
Can you put it away?
No.
Oh, like we it's a vape.
We've all lived lives. We've all lived lives and none
you
of us
said
are
no. And guys, welcome back.
Welcome back indeed.
Hope you're good. Mm-hmm. We've got another very special one for you. Talk We're banging us. Them out at the minute.
Pause.
And then, so, as you guys know by now,
yeah.
When we have someone special in the building, I like to give them a nice introduction.
Oh no.
This one, I'm not even just gonna, like, most people are just gas up in it. I'm not gonna do that this time. But I might do it indirectly, but.
But it's facts.
It's facts, it's yeah, facts. It's gas, but it's facts. So this person, yeah, she's really, really, really cool. Mm. She's super duper duper nice. And the first like, what was it?
Like introduction?
No, not even introduction because we hadn't met her yet. But like my first like witness, I don't know what the word
witness.
I'm
making.
The first witness.
Encounter.
The first witness was when, so for context, I don't like being forced into liking people.
Okay.
So if you came up to me and be like, oh, you should meet X and Y, X, Y, Z, you'll really like them.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't tell me who I'm going to like.
Let me decide. Yeah, facts.
So I remember our first encounter was...
Witness.
This, she was on, I can't remember what podcast it was on, but our manager messaged and was like, oh, this girl's so funny. She's so cool. Like, and I was like, don't tell me
don't force it.
Who's funny, bro.
Let me
decide who's funny. Mm. So I watched it with like a face like a smacked ass. Yeah, she was like, watch this clip. This is so funny. She's so good. And I was like, oh, what is it? And then I don't like being forced to smile. I don't like being forced. So I watched it by myself. Like, yeah, it's hilarious. And then I remember thinking, yeah, she's actually bare funny. Yeah. And ever since then, I've laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
Yeah.
And ever since then, yeah, we've met her and she's been lovely and she's very cool. And it's just been a pleasure getting to know her from time to time.
Facts.
So as she introduced us, I will introduce the same. We have Ops in the building. And everyone say welcome to GK Barry.
Yay. What a nice intro.
Welcome to the show. How you
Loved
feeling?
Loved that. Great. I'm great to be here.
Happy for you to be here too,
Thank
man.
You.
It's been a long time coming now. When were we on your show?
Like last year, but
was it last year?
It was like summer last year.
I remember it was boiling.
I thought it was,
yeah, it was so hot.
It was before then.
Was it only summer last year?
Mm. Maybe. Was
yeah,
it?
Was. Yeah, oh, it was. Yeah. No, I watched it.
Oh, Beth. All right, cool, man.
I was waiting.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was nice. It was a good time.
And yeah, everyone seems to love you. Like everyone, the studio's not usually this busy. Mm, but since you're coming in, everyone wants to be here. And our manager asked if she could be here and I had to tell her no.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have told her, yeah.
I know, I did it just to be a dick.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, fine, that's fine.
She's gonna watch his back.
I did it just to be a dick. I can't be asked for this. Because she never turns up just for us.
Yeah, of course. Facts!
She's never here.
Unless it's to make money.
Yeah, unless it's facts, unless it's a big sponsor, she's not showing up.
A big sponsor!
She's never here. So yeah, I'm not having her come in here just because you're here, because it becomes a piss take.
That was
and I'm
venomous.
Pretty sure she came when we did yours
venomous.
As well.
She did.
Yeah, she did. And she had a great time.
Yeah, she did.
She's only human.
Fuck's sake. And she came to your show the other day.
Is
I saw
she?
It on her stories. She didn't even say that
Shut
she was going.
Up.
I seen it on her stories. I was pissed off.
What show did you come to? The London one?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
The one, Best was the, one. What was it? It's last week, no?
Katie Price one.
Yeah.
Love that.
How was that?
Amazing. It was so... Katie Price is Katie Price.
Yeah,
she was singing to me. She showed me her titties.
That. I can't
she
take.
She showed me her titties.
Did she seriously?
On stage?
Yeah. On stage?
No. It was behind the scenes. And it was like, you know when people say that they've seen gods? Like when I saw those tits, I was like, I've seen something people would pay to see.
People have
and they're
paid.
So upright. Yeah, they're so, gravity's not taken hold.
Damn.
Amazing.
After all this time.
Fair play to her.
She's OG boob jobber as well.
Fair play to her. Yeah, she is.
She is the OG tit job.
Right, before we actually get started, what we tend to do in the beginning of our guest episodes is we like to break the ice.
Okay.
So we've asked the streets what their thoughts and opinions are about GK Barry.
No,
so
I don't want to hear it.
We're gonna read them
ugly
out.
Ugly bitch, flat ass. Yeah, go
We're gonna
on,
read
then.
Them out. And then the dust will settle.
Some of them are really nice.
Some of them are really nice and really funny.
I don't like the fact that it's some.
I think the best way to go into it is to just think people really, really had to try to think of something not nice.
Where's that fucking vape? All right.
All right, cool.
All right, first one.
Yeah.
She's the only snow bunny I've actually ever wanted to get with.
What's a snow bunny?
White girl.
That's really nice.
There you go.
Now, do you know what? No, what that was a lie. No one has ever said that, surely.
That's what the streets are saying.
Most of them are really like, what one did I read a second ago? I'm just going to skip down the queue.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
Someone said,
no.
This one, white supremacy might actually not be such a bad idea.
Ow.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
This
is what the streets are thinking of you.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, bro.
There you go.
See?
That's a wild one.
Right, those are the two good ones, anyway.
Incredible figure. Nose so pointy, she stick to a dartboard if she walk past it.
Now, do you know what? That's I am border. Going Turkey. That is crazy. That is crazy. Nose so pointy. I need to be checked into the prior. That is horrible.
I hate this one because I can't make eye contact. When we read this one, I can't make eye contact.
Turkey.
Oh, bruv.
Next
would you
one.
Go, would you go Turks?
Would I go Turks? I'm just waiting for it to be gifted. 100
Swear.
Yeah.
What would you get done?
Don't know. Fucking ribs removed, BBL, nose.
Ribs removed, why?
I don't know. Apparently, if men get their ribs removed, you can suck your own
penis.
Yeah,
I heard about that. Whose rumor was that? Marilyn Manson, back in the day?
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not on that.
Well,
ribs removed is scary. That's
yeah, but
scary.
If you could suck your own dick, imagine how much time that would save. You wouldn't even have to go
I'm
out
not
to the
sucking
clubs.
The dick. We've had this conversation before. I'm not
it's
sucking
It's not gay.
I know it's not gay, but you would feel a dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Come on.
No. I wouldn't be able to lock in.
Jones,
I would not be able to lock
I'll
in.
I'll be sucking flaccid tool every time. I won't be able to lock in.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, is this eating yourself out?
Yeah.
No. That's
this is a delicacy.
That, oh my God. That's fuck. That's disgusting.
Oh God.
Right. Next one. What do the streets think of GK Barry?
Oh, Jesus.
She has no chest to say things with. That's.
Do you know what?
That's a preference to some.
Yeah,
that
but
is a
at
preference.
Least
that's a
they won't go saggy when I get old because there's nothing to sag.
This one's a good one. I would sit on her face and glaze it like a donut, and I'm not even a lesbian.
Come on, man.
That's made me feel fucking sick. Glaze it like a donut is fucking insane. That is way too far.
They just love them
that
some GK
is,
Barry.
Yeah,
they just want it
Who
all.
Says I'm eating pussy like that as well?
Yeah,
like, that's
extreme. Some of the things people think are okay to say.
Oh, I appreciate
scary.
That though. Thank you.
There
exactly,
you go.
There you
These
go.
Are the compliments, man. Another compliment. GK stands for goalkeeper because she looks like she can handle her balls.
Nah. But thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I do
Obviously,
get that
nah.
a lot. Yeah.
You get that a lot.
The goalkeeper, not
oh,
the balls.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, lost
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Lost me,
Joe. I thought you were just saying, people just say I can handle balls. This is
like,
nuts.
Swear.
No.
I know she's flat, but sometimes thin crust is better than thick.
I appreciate that.
There you go. Ooh,
I agree. And I don't know what I was going to say back to that, but it's true.
It is.
We all like a few limbs. And some bones. So.
Limbs is nuts.
Mm.
Let's not say limbs. Limbs is crazy. She's so funny. Her humor makes her go from a 6 to a 10.
I appreciate even being a 6.
Really?
Yeah, that's...
6 is
thank
strong.
Thank you.
There you go. Strong compliments.
Yeah. What would you rate yourself?
Now?
Yeah.
No.
Just in today's
society.
Yeah.
If I'm being dead honest.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to say something crazy. Like a 9.
No, you're stupid. A 9?
Yeah.
I'd have to be 6'3 minimum.
Yeah, oh, facts.
Minimum.
Okay, cool.
In today's society.
Okay, where would you rate yourself amongst guys who are taller than you? And where would you, if we just had to go below 6 gang, where are you?
Amongst guys that are taller than me, I'd probably say a 5.
Fair.
But I'm just being honest.
No, you're
fair.
They don't look at me.
Yeah.
They don't look at me, they're looking up. Why are they looking straight when you can look up?
Where were we? Where the fuck were we? We were at Michael Dapper's party
yeah.
a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then we were at the bar
mm.
and I saw Poet. from like 3 miles away. Like, and I just looked up and he looked down at me and gave me one of them.
He spotted me from a distance.
Yeah. He reached over people's heads to spot me. I was like,
that's
fuck
too
this.
Far.
Yeah, he's like 6'2", 6'3". Yeah,
he's very tall.
Cash. And in, what was the other question?
Just below six gang.
Below six gang. On a strong day, like a 7.
Come on, you're better than that.
I'm being dead honest, bro. There's people in this world.
Below 6 gang, you're a 7.
I would say I'm a
7. My bro.
Yeah, bro.
No, you're like a 9.5 below 6 gang.
You're being generous.
That's what the streets are saying, bro. I've read your comments.
Shut up.
I've read your comments.
Anyway, back to GK.
Right, cool. Couple more. I love her so much that I'd pay for a BBL.
Oh. Yeah.
That, out of all the roasts we've done, that's the best one by far.
Yeah.
Really?
By far. People are really mean. I've never seen that many compliments.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't, because I'm going to walk out of here like.
Yeah, you should,
you
man.
Should.
Thinking my shit doesn't stink. Thank you.
Well, I don't know. So what I want to ask you, tell me about tour life. Do you love it or do you hate it?
Mm. Last year I hated it, but this year it was so fun. I was drinking. I was having a great time. I was living like the Sex Pistols minus the drugs.
Fair.
Is how I would describe that.
Oh, wow.
It was great. And I feel like I've still got it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Mm. I feel like, yeah, it's just crazy.
How many did you do?
14.
14?
In the 14. Space of a month?
A month, yeah.
So you did 14
one
in a month?
Every other day?
Yeah. So we'd have, yeah, like travel days, but then I had like 3 in a row. It was all like sort of.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're better than us.
Facts.
We're really, really picky.
Yeah, we are.
Are you? No, you probably should be. I'm just like anyone that would take me. I'm like, I'll do that one as well.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's not me.
Yeah,
we did.
That's
not
really
me.
Not me.
Yeah, we did like what, 6 and like, across six. Like 6 months. Yeah, something
we did
like that.
Six and it was long.
Yeah, we hated it. Yeah. We did one which was 2 back to back and we were like, never again.
No, but
never
how again. How big's your team that comes with you?
Oh, how many? There's a lot.
There's a lot.
I don't know.
Oh, I find that makes it better though.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
How many is it?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
More than 10, right?
There's a handful, yeah.
There's a lot of people. I don't even know their names. I feel bad.
More than 10?
Yeah.
Okay, fair. Mine wasn't that big.
Oh, how many do you have?
I have just my glam team, my manager, and like 2 people from the fellas.
Fair.
No, and a man who drives a van.
Oh.
You need a man that drives a van, to be fair.
Yeah,
damn. Mm. Yeah, we got fair. We probably have too many.
Yeah, I don't know what you need all that for.
No idea.
I don't know. We just show up and there's people there.
Fact, you just show up.
Yeah, there's people there. Some of them I recognise, some of them I don't.
Fair.
What would you say your best venue was?
Always Dublin.
Really?
Dublin crowds are insane. You'd think Kim K walked out.
Shut
They're
up.
They're so good. They're so feral. They're blackout drunk.
Feral is
so joke. So amazing. And then you go out after and they're like, do you care, Barry? And it's just incredible.
Sick. Oh, sick.
Yeah, they're so good.
They keep asking us to go to Ireland.
Have you not gone?
Yeah, no, nah.
No. Once you do Ireland, nothing will ever be good again.
Really?
In your life. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere will be shit.
Damn. Fair everyone always says that your shows are really, really good.
They are.
And everyone always says their favorite parts are just like your solo monologue shit.
Yeah, I did that more this year. I only did like a 20-minute interview with the guests, and then I thought, fuck them, and then I did
nice.
The yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Great.
I can't imagine doing it by myself.
I could.
That's what
never.
I wanted to ask you. I don't know I how you're doing never. It.
I prefer it by myself. Although one thing I did think is I was like, if I ever am ill and need to throw up, what's going to happen at the show?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Literally.
That's only my only worry, but I prefer it on my own. I can just say what I want.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Well done.
Thank you.
You're killing it.
Thank you.
Everyone's obsessed with you. It's boring.
Yeah, they're only human, John.
Yeah!
Let's go. Let's
go. Okay, cool. Okay, nice. Origin?
Origin. So we have a segment called The Origin Story. We like to like strip it back and figure out how you came from where you were to GK Barry.
Okay.
So give us the birth of GK Barry. Where did that start from?
The birth was... in lockdown.
Okay.
I thought we were all gonna die.
Okay. Where were you in lockdown, by the way?
I was at my family home. Okay. For the first half, I was at my family home.
Mm-hmm. Can you say what area that is?
Cambridgeshire, okay. In the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Cows, horses, me. And I was like, right, if I'm gonna die,
yeah,
I've got to just tell people the embarrassing things that have happened to me. So I started slagging off my ex-boyfriends, embarrassing things that happened to me. A bloke ran past my house. I filmed him and said that I was going on a fucking run. And then they all went viral. Mm. And then it just started from there.
That's was this on TikTok?
So oh, sorry. Yeah, this was TikTok.
On TikTok.
Yeah,
fair
yeah. Because I thought
easy.
No
That's
one
easy.
Would know who... Like, I was like, no one will ever see this because we're all going to die. And I'll never have to see them anyway.
Fair. Have you always been funny?
Because I was so ugly.
I knew you were gonna say
I was so fucking ugly. I've never, like, if you looked at old pictures of me, I promise you, I was like, just clapped. The word clapped came from me. Or like butters.
Butters is tough.
Everything is okay apart from my face. Why though? At school. I had buck teeth, I had a bob. I was so lanky and I was hunched because I wanted to be small because the boys like smaller girls. And I was like 6 foot back at school. So yeah.
That's making me feel sad.
Have you always been thank you. Taller than your like female peers?
Yeah, at primary school, I was like, you know, like you said about poet, just looking at in the dinner queue, I could see what we were having at the back of
and
the line.
And you report back?
Yeah.
You report back, you're a cunt!
I'm like smiley faces and beans.
It's not even Twizzlers. Yeah. Nah, bro.
And report back. Oh, such an asshole.
That is so long, man. So was you popular in school? No, you just butters you.
I was so unpopular. It was horror. And I used to do singing videos as well. And my first one was Hallelujah. And it was so bad that people were like, delete this.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nah. So,
no, I promise you, it was really, really bad. Yeah. So that was good. That was a learning curve for me. Yeah.
Do you think, or do you know of anyone that used to like either take the piss out of you when you were younger that's come to your shows and like, oh my God, and blah, blah, blah.
Not my shows, but I've had this one girl, she was a proper bitch. She tripped me up once at school. She was horrible. She'd always like, when I was in the hallway, she'd like stare at me and give me a little push. Anyway, when I was getting big, she was like, babe, always knew you could do it.
Oh!
Love your videos, it's amazing. And she stuck up for me on a video once where people were slating me and I thought, thank you, but fuck you.
Yeah.
Damn, girls are pricks, innit?
Girls
are actually pricks.
I just want to come up.
Bro, I hated girls in my school. And I was glad, well, obviously I didn't. I was,
I was gonna
No. But I was like, I hated like thinking about like being a girl.
Okay.
Because I saw one popular thing get exiled one time.
Yes, like, that happened at my school. She had to move schools.
Oh, bro, our girl nearly had to move school. She took like 6 months off, bro.
What did she do?
Exiled.
She got exiled from the group. All she did is she fell out with another leader. She was a leader. Yeah. Right. She had a co-leader in the painting group.
Mm. Yeah.
And then they had a falling out. To this day, I don't know what happened.
We had a massive argument at my school with the popular girls. This one girl was dating this guy, right? And then her best mate slept with him, took his or her virginity, like during the cheating, completely exiled. She was getting shit online. She had to move schools. It was crazy. Now they're all friends again.
Move school.
Yeah, it was horror.
Yeah, girls are nuts. The tribalism of girls is just not, because guys will just fight.
Like, fight and squash.
Yeah, fight. And it's done.
Yeah, but no, I'd rather maybe go through bitching, fighting.
Moving, do you think I'm moving
school?
Do you think I could even convince my mum to move me?
It's so true.
It's not your choice.
Yeah.
It's not your choice.
We'll just say deal with it, bro.
Facts.
So guys will just fight and then after the fight is done.
Girls
are pricks, bro. When homegirl got exiled, I felt bad because she was a banging thing. So I was like, am I allowed to talk to her? And the other girls were like, don't talk to her. And I remember I went out with her one time and then the other girls were like, what are you doing? Like,
were you popular at school?
Yeah.
Oh, love that for you.
No, because I was good at sports, not because I was paying or anything like that. Okay, I was just good at sports. That's literally the only reason.
Fair.
And I was just in the popular group.
Fair.
But yeah, I was a new kid, so I had to work my way in there.
Yeah, work your way to the top.
I know that feeling.
Bro, tough.
Yeah, it's long.
So school was long?
Yeah, very long.
You go to uni?
I did. Went to Nottingham Trent. I wasn't smart enough for uni of. So I did Trent, but I enjoyed it. It was like, again, feral.
I heard Trent and De Montfort are
they just bang.
You just walk around with no clothes on, dressed as a slutty cat and no one blinks an eye.
Slutty cat.
Bro, I remember when we was applying, everyone was like, the ratio from girls to guys in Trent is like 3-1. Yeah. So you need to get in there. Yeah. I didn't get in. I went for clearing, bro.
It's not a club, bro.
I didn't get in. One of my boys got in. I was livid,
so many women and like hardly any men.
Mad.
Damn. The men that were there were mingers.
Damn.
Respectfully. What did you study?
I was going to ask.
I did filmmaking.
Sick.
And then I did a master's in digital marketing, so I wanted to drink a bit more.
You did a master's?
Yeah, but I purely to drink more.
So you stayed in uni just to drink?
Yeah, and I lived in a house of six and we all just did the same master's degree so we could copy off each other.
Fuck, fair play.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Did you pass?
I did.
Let's go.
Come on.
Do you have a master's?
I do, yeah, not using it.
But still, bro.
I don't know anyone with a master's.
Yeah, but I'm in extra debt now.
Fair. Have you not paid off?
No, God forbid, I'm not paying that off.
You said, God forbid?
No, I'm not paying that off.
Bro?
I'm not taking any more of my money.
The bill I paid on this most recent tax run for these student pricks,
honestly.
They want all of it now. there was rumors that like if you ain't paid it off in 10, they charge it.
Yeah.
No, but you have to not earn money.
Oh. I didn't realize you have to be broke for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Nah. Yeah, yeah, they want all of it back. Yeah,
I'm going to give them a separate bank account with like 1p in and be like, this is all I've got. And hope that they don't question
it. Yeah, they go through your accounts.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
They've got access to it all, bro.
I've not paid it since I wasn't self-employed.
Mm.
Then I don't...
They'll knock.
Yeah, I
haven't paid it either. Yeah. Should we do that? Yeah, are we meant to do that? Yeah. Will it like add interest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck them. I'm not doing
interest. Oh, bro. The interest... Where's my brother? Oh, he's not in here. He patterned it for me. The interest is nuts.
Oh.
They're not fucking around, bro.
Yeah, after giving away all that money during lockdown, it doesn't make sense, to be fair.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks for that.
I can't believe you've got a master's.
Well played.
Rude.
No, I'm just... I don't know anyone with a master's.
I don't know anyone with a master's.
Yeah. To really? Me, master's is just gold tier.
Really? Mm. Yeah, but it was in digital marketing.
Master's is master's, bro.
Yeah, true. You don't have to say what it's in.
Yeah, I've just got a master's.
Yeah, just got that.
And then when you say, you could say anything and be like, well, if it's a master's... It's
maybe that'll be my pickup line.
I've got a master's in digital marketing.
You've got a master's. I do. See if that does anything for them.
What's your game like? Do you have any game?
Fucking horror.
Is it really bad?
Hannah has seen this firsthand, my manager. It is genuinely horror.
You've watched her like authentically try and chirps?
Yeah.
Is it that you're moving first or they move to you and
do you know what it is? I like, oh no, they're never moving first. I have to.
You have to.
I have to.
You seem, you'd be intimidating though.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think I'm way to the point.
Mm.
Like, cause I did a show with this guy and I was like, he's sexy. So even on the stage, I was just like, my room's 405.
Swear!
Like, yeah, and he was like, her. Okay, all right. So yeah, I think I'm a bit too much, but that's fine. Someone will handle it one day.
Yeah, that's fair, that's true. I promise you, I'll crumble in that moment.
No, but I'm not even like that in a relationship. I'm like, but like to start with, I'm a bit like, let's get it out in the open.
Makes sense.
I'd be intimidated. I would crumble immediately.
Okay, I'll just start having to like, I don't know what I'll do instead. What would you want a girl to do if they were coming on to you?
That would make me laugh.
Right, tick.
Fair.
Come on. Fair. No,
you're too good at it. Because you can't make me laugh whilst making me feel unfunny.
Right.
Because you're just like, she's just operating on a higher level. Yeah. And I can't keep up with this level of humor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, what would I want a girl to do if she was trying it? I'm just an eye contact guy.
Mm.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm
that
an eye contact guy.
That makes me really uncomfortable. What are you up to?
This guy will fuck you up. This guy's eye contact. There's times if you can see when he's found his prey. We'd be in a room full of 200 people, and all of a sudden he'll be mid conversation, and he'll just be like that. Yeah, and I'll be talking at him. And he's like, yeah. And he raises one eyebrow like that.
The eyebrow.
Yeah, this is Fuad. He goes like this. His chin's up. This is you.
And I'm talking.
Yeah, and you're talking. Like, and then you see like follow it like across the room like that. And then once she's outside, you're like, yeah, anyway. It's butters.
I feel like that's an arrestable offence. Yeah, why are you staring at her that much? That's crazy.
It works.
Leave her alone.
It works. Because I'll go to the toilet, I'll come back, and then he's just, shoulder over the butt.
Yeah! So what do you want? Just looking down. What do you want to drink? That's jokes.
Oh, that's funny,
God
bro.
God have mercy.
Yeah, so the dating game's not it.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
Right,
I feel
like, right. Tell us something you like about yourself, because this is getting horrific.
I love my personality and my natural long hair.
Nice.
It's from China. I don't know.
You don't know what you like about yourself.
The personality's good. I've got good, big, natural lips. I didn't have to inject them.
Fair.
I've got nice toes, if either of you got foot fetish.
Let's go.
That's all I've got, really, in the bank.
I mean,
that's... And the bank.
Bread.
I've got the bank.
You've got the bread.
Yeah. I like being... You know, if I want to go and buy a McDonald's.
There we go.
At any day of the week.
There we go.
The McSpicy, I can try that. And I feel the hashtag blessed to do so.
Fair
Thank
play.
You.
What was the last holiday you went on?
Went to Barcelona for my manager.
How was that?
That was good. It was good. Although it was cold. Do you remember it was cold?
When did you go?
Barcelona.
When?
Oh, sorry. Winter time. And I thought countries like that don't get
it's not one of them. I've done that. I went to Madrid in like a January or something like that.
Yeah.
Fucking freezing.
Yeah, yeah, it takes the piss. It's like I went to Ibiza to film Bad Bistro in like May last year. I was packing bikinis, a sarong. It was like fucking 13 degrees.
In May?
Yeah.
Okay, that surprises me.
Yeah, I know, it was horror.
Do you not check the weather before you go?
No,
you
obviously not.
I don't check weather. I'm not going to lie. When we went to Miami, you told me what weather it was going to be. I didn't pack a jumper, bro.
I just assume why places like that are always hot.
Yeah, that's just... I'd be for a May is crazy. I would assume
that
that's boiling.
That doesn't make
sense. Yeah. Is it May, March, April? April? April.
Yeah. On the edge.
Still, 13.
Wayne Lineker hadn't defrosted yet, so... Fair.
So you're a little mainstream thing now, innit?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I just did the wheel. The wheel.
Oh yeah, I saw.
Yeah.
Bash does that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
that was horror.
Yeah.
You know what it is? As soon as you go on like telly, just literally once, been on telly twice, okay?
What was the other thing?
It was the stand up to cancer thing.
Oh yes.
And horror. And
you bungee jumped or something, no? Is it bungee jump?
I did. What else did I fucking do? I got thrown off a bridge. I had to walk West Ham Stadium during a blizzard.
I'm not doing that.
No, I didn't want to do that. I said in my call, I said, there's two things I will not do. I will not bungee jump and I will not jump out of a plane. They said, no stress. I got there. On the first day, they said, you're going to be doing a bungee swing. And he said, no, you wouldn't do a bungee jump. I said, you can go fuck yourself. I can't, and I had to do it.
Well played, though.
I ate schnitzel for a month. It was crazy times, horrible times. But yeah, when you do a bit of TV, it's always the people like, who is she? Who is this?
Yeah.
This is what anyone can be a celeb nowadays.
Yeah. Does that bother you?
I just think, please, we're all self-aware here. Mm. I'm not sitting here going, I am Sharon Osbourne. Like, I am very self-aware.
Yeah.
If you got invited onto the wheel, any normal person got invited onto the wheel, they go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously, I'm going to say yeah.
Fair.
Nah, man. I wouldn't even give it any thought. And plus, this is obviously my tunnel vision.
Tell me.
I think you're way more famous than most of the people on there.
Really?
Just in terms of people getting stopped in the street. That's what I deem as fame.
I think different audiences as well.
Different audiences, to be fair. Like, I don't watch TV.
I'm not well known in like the older generation, but I'd say if you're 16, you probably have an idea of who we are.
Mm. Yeah,
so
of
it's
course.
Like a different...
When we... I don't know if I told you, when we did the MOBO thing the other day.
Yeah.
My dad...
Oh yeah, congrats. Oh,
thank you.
Ooh. Sorry. Shameless plug. When we did that, my dad was like, oh, how was it? And I was like, yeah, it was cool. And he was like, oh, when you like met all the other people, were they like very welcoming of you, or were they like, oh, what's he doing here? I was like, why the fuck would they be like, oh, what's he doing here, dad? Yeah. Like, what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah.
I was like, you don't deem me as, unless I'm on Strictly, I'm not a real celebrity.
Oh, is that what your parents are like, though?
Oh, 1 million jokes.
Unless I get Strictly, they're like, she's not doing very well.
Yeah, damn, whereas I see Strictly as,
doing Strictly. Say that to the camera.
I could see you doing Strictly, though.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, I could see like hips going.
Yeah, they'd put you in a button down.
Yeah.
They'll put you in a satin button down, bro.
They were oil man.
Yeah, yeah.
A satin button down.
I can see that.
That's hilarious.
That's hell. How much to do it?
Oh, the bag will have to bag.
Mm.
I would probably say, how long am I lasting?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's weeks.
You get paid even if you go out on like the third week, let's say, the full amount.
Also, is the bag the same?
Yeah, let's say that.
So what incentive do I have to get to week 9?
Facts.
Dunno. The body change, the fitness.
Fuck that. If the bag's the same, I'm going out on week 1.
Facts.
I'll do a performance on week 1, so you know I've really got it.
Yeah.
Week 2, I'll fall over or something. And then I'm done.
It depends on the music as well. It depends on what, like, song.
Yeah, you don't want to make it to musical week. That's humbling.
I don't even know what.
I don't know these. Yeah. What's musical week?
It's like musical songs. Like, you've got to do like...
Oh, like Jumanji and stuff.
Like Wicked and stuff.
Wicked?
Yeah.
I just want a banger in week 1.
Okay.
That's all I need. But how much to do it? I would probably do it for, and this stays on the internet.
Of course.
A couple mil.
Also, you have to stand in front of the judges like, and you just say yeah, after your thing. I just hold, like,
can
hold
I
home
just
going
say,
that.
Before these cameras were on, you said you do meth for less. Then Strictly, that's crazy.
And I stand on that. I stand on that.
How could you ask for more money just to dance than do meth?
Because meth is behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It lives on the internet.
Public meth would be a different bag.
Different beast. These men will break it down, pause it, analyze that video for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a couple mil for that.
Like you said,
for that mental health reason,
I'll need a couple mil for that.
Oh my God, that's funny, bro.
So yeah, facts.
Fine. Grace, how much to do you strictly?
I'd do it for like 600.
Would you really?
I want the outfit. I'd do it for the... I would come out of that looking like Jessica Ennis. I'd have abs.
Mm.
I'd probably have an affair. Like, I think I would do it just for the vibes.
The affair is that's strictly cursed.
Yeah, let me in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They couldn't pair me up with a banger.
Yeah.
They just couldn't.
They would as well.
Yeah, because I wouldn't beat the allegations. They just couldn't. Because I'm like, we might as well then. If everyone's whispering.
If they're accusing us, we might as well.
Oh my days. Now, my M's would have to be up for Strictly.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's
I've gone too low.
That's what I'm saying.
2 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to get a call.
I'm not doing it.
You've got no rhythm, absolutely no way. You've got no rhythm, have you?
No, I'm white. Of course I don't.
White people have rhythm.
We don't.
Oh yeah, what did I see you do the other day? What did we do the other day?
Don't disrespect me. what are you about to say?
We did, oh my God. The girls with the fucking...
Yeah, it was girls. They were like carnival. They were dancing like they were at carnival and they got me to stand up and I thought, wrong demographic.
Yeah, but you were doing the movie.
Yeah, you did it, man. You did it.
Yeah, like I was having a stroke.
Oh,
it looked intentional though.
Have you...
It wasn't.
When did... Wow. When did you realise you couldn't dance?
I'd say early on. I'd say fresh out the womb.
Damn, that's tough.
And also when I lived abroad as well, everyone can dance. There was carnival and stuff and I was like...
Where did you live?
Tortola.
Where's that?
Where the fuck is that?
Virgin Gorda.
Where's that?
I know that less.
The BVI?
Stop! You're doing this on purpose. Wait.
Tortola?
The British Virgin Islands.
Oh, British Virgin Islands. Okay, cool.
The BVI. Fuck I
am. Not the Google search.
Yeah,
what's it called? Tor what?
Tortola.
Where is that? Where is the British Virgin Islands?
Here we go.
That's off ends. Where is that?
Where is that?
In the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Were you born? You weren't born there, were you?
No, I moved there when I was like 1, 2.
For how long?
So I was like 8.
Swear.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whoever must have been buff.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it was.
I feel embarrassed. I don't know where this is.
Yeah, how do I know that?
That's my ends.
Are you Saint Kitts?
That's my ends, yeah.
Oh, really?
Damn.
I thought you're Jamaican.
I thought you were Jamaican.
Jamaican, Saint Kitts.
Oh, say less.
Mm. My mom.
I never would have known.
News to me, bro. Yeah, you kept that shtum. You just begged the bait one, innit?
Yeah.
You just begged the bait one, bro. You kept that kid's quiet.
On that big
it's
island.
Been 14 years, my guy. That's the first I'm hearing it.
Wow.
All right, BVI. That sounds like a disease.
It does.
Like BV.
Yeah. All right, damn. Fair play. And you learned there that you can't dance. That's, to be fair, if you're going to learn anywhere that you can't dance, it's going to be there.
Gonna be like
I'm pretty sure I'd learn that I can't dance there.
The reason I first started getting bullied is because I moved to England, and this is, don't cancel me, but when I lived there, it was fine. I had cornrows and a Caribbean twinge of an accent, right? So when I moved back to the UK, they were like, what the fuck is it? I look like M.R. Like, it was horror.
Oh, God.
It's actually so peak because you are bred there.
Yeah. Nothing you can do about that. Yeah. That's not fair.
You're adopting culture.
Yeah.
No, but I would have bullied me too. 100%.
I'm not standing for that.
That's horrible.
Because them man that bullied you, they've not even been there.
I can't see you with twists.
Yeah, it really hurt. This hair is not made for that. I used to get sunburn in between.
On the scalp?
Yeah.
Oh, Grace.
Shut up. Anyway.
Oh, Grace. This is getting horrific. Next topic is right.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. It is time for the final Whoop update from the SNG Super 8 Challenge.
Come on.
I don't think we need to go into the details. Your boy won, obviously. Your boy won. I think, do you know who came second? I think, Rem, did you come second?
I came second.
Rem on a close second.
I don't even know if I
And then you guys were just scrapping.
Scrapping, yeah.
Scrapping for stuff. So, final breakdown of the Whoop Challenge. If you are new here, this on our wrist is not a Rolly. It's not a Patek. It is a Whoop. And a Whoop is a wearable health and fitness coach that has been helping us over the last 8 weeks measure our strain, our recovery, and our sleep. So for me personally, it has been fantastic in terms of, like I've said every week for the last probably 4 or 5 weeks now, my brain is locked in. Mm-hmm. If I see a 50% recovery, I feel 50% recovered.
Yeah.
If I see a 98% recovery, I feel 98% recovered.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really, really good. It's been pushing myself. I've been pushing myself like crazy on the strain. Making sure I've been doing the necessary cardio, the warm-ups, everything that I need to do to actually get the full benefit of my workouts. And yeah, bro, you man have kept me competitive.
Gang.
Yourself?
Gang. It's been really good. Obviously, we've had a few days where we've we've slipped up when we were away. But in general, overall, it's literally kept me competitive. It's literally made me so livid when I see a red on my sleep or an amber in my sleep. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah,
am I doing wrong? So yeah, it's very, very telling. It exposes you.
Yeah, facts.
But we need that. We need that, yeah.
Cool, right. So what we are doing now, guys, the moment you've been waiting for.
Facts.
If you haven't heard, we are gonna do an SNG community challenge.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. All of you guys, that starts now. I know a lot of you have already got your Whoops ready. If you haven't, what you need to do is go to join.whoop.com/SNG. It should be on the screen in front of you. It should be in the description. Go over there, get a Whoop. You get to try it for 30 days, risk-free and zero commitment. So if you want to join the challenge and you do it for a month and you're like, ah, you know what? It's not for me. It's not working. It's not helping. You can charge it. It's all good. Get your money back. It's fine. Don't worry about it. But if you're serious, grab your Whoop. The code for the SNG 12-week challenge is on the screen and in the description. If you're listening on audio, check the description. It's everywhere. All you need to do is download the Whoop app, go to the Teams tab, go press those three dots. It's going to say join a team. You copy and paste the code into there and bang, you're in the group.
You're in there.
All of us are going to be training together. All of us are going to be doing our weekly updates. We're going to be sharing how we're going. I might have to call some people out. I'll keep it as anonymous as I can. We'll keep it to the first name.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to call some people out.
Some people are going to be held accountable.
Yeah. There's some accountability that's going to be going on and there's some praise that's going to be going on.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really excited. I'm excited to see how well everyone does. I'm excited for all of us to work together on our weight loss, on our recovery, on our sleep, taking care of ourselves. So when it comes to May and everyone's up in the O2, breast out, we're just seeing flat stomachs and muscles.
And that's all thanks to
and
Whoop.
No sleeping bags.
Yeah.
No dark circles, bro. Everyone's tip top so we can party hard.
Let's go.
So guys, again, join.whoop.com/SNG. The challenge starts right now. So jump on, enjoy. If you haven't got your Whoop already, you can join at any time. You don't have to be here like, oh, for God's sake, I missed the first 2 weeks. It doesn't matter. Grab your Whoop now, jump in. Let's have a vibe. Let's see how we get on over the next 12 weeks. And we want some testimonials. We want some testimonials.
Yeah,
so if you guys are feeling brave, let us know how you're getting on. We can talk about it on the show if you want, or we can just keep it locked tight.
Yeah.
And I guess if you want to have some more personal conversations, we can open up the Discord as well. Put a Whoop channel in the Discord.
There's already a Whoop thread in there.
There's already a Whoop thread in there? Yeah. Say less, man's on job.
Let's go.
Say head on over to the Discord as well. If you don't know about that, patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Come on.
£3 a month.
10 a day.
Run the P.
S&G.
Join the Discord.
Let's go.
All right, guys, let's get back to the episode.
Gang. All right, let's play your game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, what is this? Okay,
yeah, talk to us about this game.
Okay, so it's a drinking game.
Okay.
Called No Class.
Okay.
But in bold, it's No Arse. Because I've got no art. Just laugh. Appreciate that.
Funny.
Rude. You are fucking out of line. So out of line. All you've got to do is pick a card.
Okay.
Okay? Do you want me to go first?
Go on then.
Yeah, show us the
ropes. Set the pace.
Say it or shot it. What's your body count? what I'm going to do is I will take a sip. Because the people in your comments on TikTok are nasty.
I can imagine. I think our comments bad.
I don't think our comments are bad.
No. Although someone said, oh, do what they think it is and then double it by like, what was it? When I did this with Philly, they were like, yeah, her body count's probably about 55. And I was like,
oh,
that is outrageous.
Damn. Jesus. I was at the typical girl one, double it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, what did J. Cole say? Multiply by three, something, something, something.
Oh, how...
You know the bar I'm talking about, right?
You're a dick for pouring that.
Is it really strong?
That's horrible.
All right, let me give you more cranberry. My bad,
no,
my bad.
It's okay. But it was just a shock.
Dude, you need something to mix it, innit?
No,
you
know, it's fine. We're just...
All right, cool. My turn. Say it or shot it. What age did you lose your virginity? We've spoken about it on here before. I was 17.
Mm. Nice.
Just anywhere at the bottom.
At the bottom. That's a humble age to lose it.
17.
Nice. I think I was 17 as well.
Yeah, same.
I was a late bloomer.
Mm. And then you blossomed.
And I just didn't stop. Question, would you ever have a threesome? If yes, with who? Obviously yes. With who?
All right.
Obviously yes,
mate.
Yeah. with who? Just tings, innit?
Like, yeah, yeah.
I'm really not picky.
Two girls, 100%.
Well, you got to do celebrity version. Two celebrity girls that you would do it with. Obviously, I am off the table, so you can't choose me. All right, cool.
If not Grace, then two girls. I always feel like these days I actually have to like toe the line.
Okay.
Because sometimes, because like, I have to write off UK girls because it just becomes inappropriate.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're
saying. Because you might bump into them.
Yes, exactly. Right, okay. Yeah,
but at least that's your opening line out the way.
Yeah, but like, they could be there with their boyfriend and they're like, oh yeah, do you remember when you said on your little fucking show that you want to like bang her and someone else?
Yeah.
Who would it be? Oh bro, I don't know. Like, who would be a filth threesome?
Or like Ruby Rose.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And then help me out, bro.
Someone mature, maybe.
Someone mature, like a young Cardi.
Yeah, maybe.
Or a Nikki.
I feel like Nikki would be a bit scary in the bedroom.
Scary.
She'd do like her accents.
Meg.
The Stallion.
Oh, that's a really
that's
good one.
100%. Let's go Meg and Ruby. Yeah.
If you have a partner, which player would you let them sleep with and why?
Interesting. I want to hear this.
Wait, what?
If you had a partner, which one of us would she let them sleep with?
Yeah.
I was thinking like sports, football. What's going on? Okay,
NFL.
Cool.
And why? Yeah, and why? Interesting.
Well, that's a hard one. Maybe you, because I feel like you'd be nicer in the bedroom to them.
To them.
To them.
Caveat: he wouldn't. Yeah, he's a dark horse. He's a savage.
Oh,
not
that's
like I've seen him in there.
Ruined it for me. Oh, what, like whips and chains?
No. I've never reached those sides, but if that's how you feel, that's
what's
how you feel.
The kinkiest thing you've ever done?
I genuinely don't think I'm that kinky.
Right.
I just like having good rough sex. But I don't think I'm kinky. I think that's normal, no? Is that not a normal thing to say?
I just didn't expect you to say that.
Why?
I don't know.
No one ever expects shit from me.
Bro, because you're so candid, bro. Like, you just say,
like when I see you, you're like, hey.
Yeah, because that's
hey, and that's it, like, you say it like a priest. Like, you're just like,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything geeky. I just like having good rough sex.
And that's on God.
You're saying it like it's missionary.
And that's on God.
Reenact how you would flirt in a club with a player of your choice.
That's tough. Oh dear, go on. I'm not gonna make eye contact for this.
Let me get my drink.
All it is, I was just cute. Like I said,
I'm dancing. Love this song. Yeah. Stop looking at me.
He's trying to meet the beat.
Yeah. I'm trying to follow. I'm following you. You're the lead in this.
Follow me.
You're the lead in this dance.
Okay.
You're the lead in this dance.
Where are we? Are we on the floor?
You're on the floor. I'm by the bar.
Okay, I'm on the floor.
I need a lollipop in hand as well.
Oh, lolly, yeah.
Let me two-step.
Yeah.
I'm on the floor.
Yo, James.
Love this song.
Oh, go on, G.
You see that thing over there?
Jornino.
Yeah, Jornino. That might be me tonight, you know.
When can I stop two-stepping?
Moves are crooked. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I know it,
yeah, moves are crooked.
That's not her fault. That's not her fault. But look at her face.
That's
though.
The BVI. Yeah.
That's the BVI.
Yeah, the face is facing though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was waiting for her to make eye contact. You know.
Yeah. I swear. I'm getting a headache.
I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore.
What?
The standing face was just terrifying.
I can't do this anymore. I'm a drink. That was hilarious though.
Oh, Jesus, that made me laugh.
All right.
I say my head is pounding, bro. I've laughed too much. Dare, put up a poll in your Instagram saying, who wants a nude?
Ha. Your internet will break.
If you don't do it, you have to do like an actual physical shot of something.
Get drinking, bro.
A poll on my Instagram, who wants a nude? I promise you now, our manager will ring me in seconds.
Seconds.
Hannah would expect that. She'd be like, oh, Grace is drunk.
Yeah. I'll get a call in a second. I Grace just can't be bothered to explain.
Delete it.
Yeah, we've got Coffee Patron here. Can I have that?
Yeah.
Go on.
Ooh.
Careful.
I actually stopped because I didn't know how much was going to go in my mouth.
That's valid. That gave me the ick the way you just drank that. Yes. What the hell was that? You better not.
The way the bottle's curved,
oh, yeah,
it doesn't come out, it just slides down like that. So that's why I'm like a fucking prick.
Not you licking your fingers after.
Like a prick, bro.
Bro, okay. Caveat.
Can someone help me?
Your lips are brown. You're wearing black.
Your lips are brown, bro.
I'm standing around, big man. Give me a wipe. It's not the worst thing, though, no?
It tastes like an antique shop smells. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's horror.
All right, ignore me then.
Take a sip if you own a sex toy. Well.
Nice. Question.
Tell me.
We've had this question before. How would you feel if you were seeing a guy and he had just like...
If you were about to say a fleshlight.
Not even a fleshlight. No. Like the cheeks. Just you know, like the torso.
Yeah, I promise you I call the police.
Okay, but why?
But
because
why
have you got booty cheeks in your room? Like having, you guys are different, right? Women, we're all too complicated. You need some vibrations here and there.
Mm.
Men, you just need your hand. Why the fuck have you got a fake pussy in your room?
Because
crazy.
Okay, cool.
Because it's available.
Have you got a fleshlight?
No, I don't have anything.
You sound like you've got a fleshlight.
No, because I like to have this argument with people.
Right.
Because
no,
it's
I think
not
that's,
fair.
That's
on the
genuinely
gender.
Criminal. I think it's fair. Men have got rights. You don't need fleshlights
but
too.
But by that standard, you should only have like a little bullet and nothing else.
Facts.
Yeah,
you
I do.
You have stuff.
I haven't got this like 9-inch fucking whopper that you stick onto the shower wall.
And
like,
leave.
Do you know what I mean? Like that too is extreme.
So I should call the police if I see that.
Yeah.
All right, fair.
If you
fair.
See a fucking fist, like a little jello fist.
Fist is
you
nuts.
Should run.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, I wouldn't stand for that. Or the tentacle thing.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
I'm not.
Yeah.
Or the traffic cone.
I've not seen that.
Oh,
the
same.
Traffic cone.
Me, oh. No, but yeah. That
traffic cone.
Yeah, they're squidgy,
thing?
Yeah.
Damn, Jesus. Okay, yeah, I'm a noob.
Facts.
A noob. Right. I haven't heard that in years.
Say it or shot it. Have you ever fancied any of your other players' exes? No.
Valid.
No.
Guys don't do that.
Yeah.
You
that's a girl thing. Guys don't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah.
Have
true.
You liked any of your friends' exes?
No. But I think it's a weird territory. If you can find them fit, like you can find them attractive, but I don't think you should ever fancy them. That's a bit weird.
Should is should. I don't think it's voluntary.
What do you mean?
If you fancy someone, it's not because you're choosing to fancy them.
Facts.
No, I think there's a difference. I feel like you fancy someone once you've had like a flirty conversation
okay.
with them.
Yeah,
if you
yeah,
find
yeah.
them attractive.
All right, bet.
Okay,
yeah. Makes sense. Why do I get
the smartest thing
all the time,
I've ever
bro.
Said in my life. Appreciate that.
Dare.
Are you telling yourself you appreciate that? Wow. You wish you said that in your head.
Oh, wow. this is jokes. I'm obviously not doing it.
Okay.
Right. Text or talking stage that failed and say you've had a change of heart.
Oh my God.
They'd pull
These
up.
Are brutal.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
They would pull up.
They would pull
would
up.
They?
I don't know. I don't do talking stages. So I'm in my head, I'm thinking of someone. I'm thinking of someone from years ago.
What, so you just date them?
Yeah, I get them. Yes. If I was to just start talking to someone, we're moving to dates immediately. We're just going.
Really?
Yeah, because like, I feel like, this is all speculation. If I was gonna date someone, they would already know that chances of me, because I know girls like to play detective.
Yeah.
So the chances of me meeting someone genuinely now who doesn't already know everything there is to know about me.
Yeah.
So talking stage would be irrelevant because she's just gonna play up to what she already knows I like. So we might as well get into the thick of it and then figure it out along the
That's
way.
That's true.
That's fair enough.
That's very true.
Wow. All right, we'll do one more round. Say it or shot it. Would you rather sleep with your dad for £1 million or eat your mum's ass for £3 million?
That's a good question.
It's got to be the latter.
I'd eat my mum's ass for £3 million purely because you can pay for therapy between us, and I feel like fucking's a bit more intense.
Fucking's
like,
insane.
You could bend your mum over, and you don't have to see it's your mum.
Yeah, of course.
Don't ever say that again.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, would you rather fuck your dad?
No.
No one's fucking anyone's dad.
Obviously not. But I don't want the image of bending my mum over.
Yeah, but how else are you going to do it? She's not going to be laying facing you like that.
Oh, no, that's nuts.
God.
You would next have back? To bend
that's
your mum
nuts.
Over.
Yeah.
Marge.
Yeah.
Nah.
Mardukes.
Mardukes. Impossible. All right, last one from me. Dare. Upload an Instagram story saying that you're having problems with queefing and asking for help. I'm obviously drinking. I'm obviously drinking because that's even unfair because I can't even queef.
Yeah, but you can't queef.
Yeah, there we go. Another dare. Send a booty call to your ex. I'm drinking. Yeah, I'm drinking.
Last one for me. A dare again, bro. Text the last person you message that they are really annoying, pretending it was for someone else. It's Megan.
That will I'm gonna go. You're so fucking annoying.
All right,
you got to be like, Megan is so fucking annoying today. I don't know what is wrong with her.
All right.
And then be like, oh shit, sorry, I wasn't meant for you.
I'm going to pretend it's to you. Yeah. Say, bro, Megan's getting on my tits with this shit today.
She's going to be like, what the fuck? Or she's going to know it's a game.
I'm going to wait till she comes online.
And then
I'm going to delete it and then say ignore.
Yeah. Sorry.
She's online now.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a couple seconds. 5, 4, 3. She's ready. She's online.
Read it. Delete from everyone.
Delete for everyone. Ignore.
Let's see what she did.
Time in. Wow!
Wow, with the full stop as well. It's hilarious.
Oh, God. I would cry if I got that message.
Wait, where's the card?
I think it's at the bottom. It must be at the bottom. That's jokes.
I need to call her. Oh, God.
What did she just said? Wow.
Yeah, she said, wow, full stop.
Yeah, she's hurt.
That's why you know it's serious. A full stop? When a woman sends you one sentence or one word and a full stop,
I want to see if she answers.
Everyone keep quiet. Wait, let me call her.
Yeah.
Wait, let me call her. What?
No.
I've never seen that happen in my life.
Yeah.
The sweat.
Oh, no, she said, I'm on a call.
Oh, God.
Oh, that scared me.
Bro, I was thinking she's doing up contracts. She's rewriting shit.
She's cutting them up.
Oh, my God. The speed of the typing.
Yeah, I've sent a picture saying it's a joke.
It's a joke.
Love you.
Woo! All right, cool. No class.
What's next?
AKA No Ask by GK Barry. Fun game. Make sure you guys check that shit out. The link is going to be here.
Thank you.
Gang.
We are going to play a game with you now.
Oh, no.
So the game we are playing is called Back to School. So what I do is I quiz the boys on their key stage 3 general knowledge. Okay. Obviously, you've got a master's. So you should
I've got no GCSEs, though.
How is that even
possible? How did you qualify?
So what I did was I went to Cambridge Reject College and I did 3 years there.
3 years?
To get some more extra qualifications.
Fair play.
Well, this is going to be an interesting game.
This is going to be interesting.
We usually do 5 rounds or 5 questions, but this time we're going to do 10.
Oh.
And then at the end, we swap whiteboards and we mark other people.
Is that what the whiteboards
are
for?
That's exactly what the whiteboards are for. So let's play Back to School, guys. Has everyone got their whiteboards?
This is going to really mug me off.
Yeah. What do you want?
It's tough.
I'm sorry.
Is it?
Yeah.
It definitely is
key
a primary
stage
school.
Three.
Yeah, it's like primary school.
Apparently. Yeah, it's like, was it year 11, year seven or something like that?
Yeah, 11 to 13, age wise.
That's way too old.
It's tough.
It is tough. Yeah. Gonna be 10 questions. Yeah. And if everyone is ready, just let me know.
One,
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready, ready, man.
GK, you're
do
ready.
I need to put like a 1 to 2 to 3?
Up to you.
Up to you. I would ideally do it the other way so you've got more space. That way,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Okay.
Are we swapping boards?
We are swapping boards. Okay, cool. Yeah. We always swap boards.
I've got to do my new right.
We always swap boards.
Chill out.
I get very authoritative.
Yeah, yeah. You're, when you're the game master, yeah. You get out your own skin, bro. Mm. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, no one's quizzing me yet, that's why.
I'll quiz you soon.
All right, say less. I'll see. I'll be waiting.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll be waiting. It's been 4 years.
I just can't be bothered. Let's just say the questions. I literally can't be bothered.
Sometimes it's so easy. Right, question number one. This is your favorite category, GK.
Yeah.
Spell nauseous.
Oh my God.
Nauseous. Oh. Bro, the more I look at it.
It looks
wrong. I don't know if it's the coffee Patron. I'm looking at it thinking, Teus.
Who was the first US president? Right, everyone locked, yeah?
Yeah.
Question number three. What is the boiling point of water?
Come on, bro. What do you think this is? Who's the last person we played was Harry, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You lost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you've got Harry to beat.
Yeah.
Harry got, I think, 3 out of 10.
I'm not even getting that.
You're
like
not getting 10? Three
no,
out of 10?
No.
You know, you never know. There's you might. Seven more questions to go. What did Harry get?
I think Harry got like 3. I got 2. I lost. He beat me.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Two is the goal here.
You got 3
two to beat.
Two is the goal.
Two is the goal, yeah. Everyone locked on the second, the third question? Cool. Question number 4. How many sides does a heptagon have?
What's it called?
How many sides does a heptagon have?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's the first I'm hearing
heptagon,
of it.
Heptagon, yeah.
I've heard that X thing.
What, a hexagon?
Locked. Yeah, the X thing.
How many countries make up the United Kingdom?
Is the Isle of Scilly one?
You can't ask me questions.
Cool. The
fuck?
I don't even know what that is.
What do you call it?
I don't know, the Isle of Scilly?
The Isle of Scilly?
Yeah. S-C-I-L-L-Y.
Is this a bit?
No.
I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Question number 6. Spell embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Question number
7.
Spell, however you want to pronounce it, Caribbean.
Oh, fuck, this is going to knock me off.
This one always fucked me up.
When I get it wrong, don't out me. Who's going to mark mine? Ellis. Mm. Keep it still, my guy.
Question number 8. Which of these is not a pronoun? Which of these is not a pronoun?
It better be like she, he.
Who?
Oh.
You, why, them.
What's a pronoun?
Don't
again,
confer.
Again?
Don't confer.
Again, who?
Who, you, why, them.
Who, you, why, them.
Question number 9. Which of these do not use the dollar as a form of currency? Which of these do not use the dollar as a form of currency? Mexico, New Zealand, Canada, Zimbabwe.
I'll fuck my head.
Christ almighty. Say again?
But this is a trick question.
Mexico, New Zealand, Canada, Zimbabwe. Does sound travel faster in air or water? Does sound travel faster in air or water? Right, if we've all swapped our boards, are we ready to roll?
Yep.
I'm livid.
Cool. Question number 1, spell nauseous. And the answer is N-A-U-S-E-O-U-S.
No way.
Question number 2, who was the first US president? I'm intrigued. What did she write?
President Kane.
Who's the bloke that got shot?
JFK.
Kim. Kennedy, yeah.
Kennedy.
Was he the first one?
No.
Yeah, fuck him then. I just don't know.
And the answer is George Washington.
Oh.
Damn. How about Lincoln?
Yeah, close.
Though. I don't remember any of those.
Question number 3. What is the boiling point of water? What did you write, GK?
80 degrees.
At least you wrote something decent. The answer is 100 though.
No, I was gonna write 100.
Why didn't you?
Because I thought it was too much. It felt extreme.
That's hilarious. How many sides does a heptagon have? The answer is 7.
Idiot.
What, have you been conferring?
No.
No way.
Yeah. What did you write?
Yeah, I wrote 5. I absolutely did do that, yeah.
How many countries make up the UK?
Go on.
4.
Dang. Question number 6, I believe. Yeah. Spell embarrassing. EMBARRASSING. Is that what you need to say that again?
I got it terribly wrong.
Spell Caribbean. CARIBBEAN.
Well played.
Mm-hmm. Which of these, or next question, which of these is not a pronoun? Who, you, why, them? The answer is obviously why.
Don't say obviously.
Don't say
like, who do you think you are sometimes?
Yeah, don't.
Obviously.
Don't do that.
I mean, it's obvious.
How is it not
Bite
obvious?
Because
you're not respecting the players, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. If you actually group the four words I said.
I don't know what a pronoun was.
Yeah, but three of them sound similar.
Get out of your tower, my guy. You're Moving so loud on. Behind the iPad. Get on the boards.
No one wants to test now.
I'll test.
No right, one wants less. 4.5 years.
I'm putting my foot down now. Next week, I'm doing Quizmaster.
Fuck.
Quizmaster.
I'm going to be Quizmaster next week.
Cool. Question number 9. Which of these do not, the answer was why, by the way. I think I said it before. Which of these do not use the dollar as a form of currency? The options were Mexico, New Zealand, Canada, and Zimbabwe. The answer is actually Mexico.
That's frustrating. Grace wrote all of them.
I thought because Canada's separate to America.
It's fair. That Mexico one really surprises me.
Mexico, I can't imagine them be like $7. Do you know what I mean? I can't imagine that for them.
I thought they would just allow it because they're in or out.
Fair.
It's true.
Question number 10 and the last question. Does sound travel faster in air or water? The answer is water.
Fair play.
So, James, what did GK Barry get?
She got 4 out of 10.
Let's go.
Admirable.
Yay. Well done.
Thank you.
Ellis, what did James get?
5 out of 10.
Come Let's on. Go. Oh. Let's go. Rem, what did Ellis get?
2 out of 10.
Yay.
Let's
come
go.
On, Ellis.
Let's go. Numbers on the board. Numbers on the board.
That's what matters, bro.
Yeah.
The fact and that GK? Even I got more than that is criminal.
GK, what did Rem get?
5 out of 10.
Let's Ooh. Go. I mean, do you for a tiebreaker?
Oh.
Tie I think we're due for a tiebreaker. Okay.
Oh,
I'd have to grab the questions from the phone.
Yeah.
I didn't preempt a tie. Let's do rock, paper, scissors between you two, and the winner can choose the subject. There are 4 subjects.
Oh, for God's sake.
Cool. There's geography, there's maths, there's science, and there's history. So RPS, and then the winner can choose the subject.
On go, yeah?
Which is-
1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah.
the sci.
Science.
Science. Where would you find the smallest bone in the human body?
I know this.
Locked.
I actually think he's. I saw what he wrote by the direction
of
his pen.
Yeah. He's got
I
it.
I think he's right. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think he's right. Reveal on 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Car.
Ear. What is that? What
oh, ear.
Ear. Yeah, you're both right. Shout yourself.
Yeah.
All right, bonus question number 2. Which organ functions to remove waste products and excessive fluid from the body? All right, reveal in 3, 2, 1. There's one of you got it right, one of you got it wrong.
I always get mixed up between the two. I know I've got it wrong.
The answer is kidney.
Oh, well it was done. Intestines.
Alhamdulillah.
What?
It was intestines.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
And that's just how these things typically go.
Well played, guys. That was Back to School. Hope you guys got the answers right at home. If you didn't, let us know which ones you got wrong.
Right.
Well done to GK Barry.
We're going to finish on questions, no?
We are going to finish on questions. So, again, as we ask the streets to let us know what they think about you, we've also asked the streets to ask you questions that you're going to ask yourself.
Oh, no.
And you're going to answer, hence the iPad.
Oh. fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, God.
James, Fuhad, or Rem?
That one's Rem.
Yeah, I
just in case. Just in case. You met him today.
Fair. Very fair.
I'm fucking Fuhad. Didn't know you had that in you. I'm gonna...
Fair.
I'm gonna...
What do you call it? Good rough
just
sex
good,
or something?
Just
like
good
that?
Rough sex.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what I said, yeah. I'm just being honest.
The straight face was hilarious.
James, I'm going to kill you.
I was scared you'd say that.
I'm going to kill you. I feel like I just have to.
All right.
Because I feel like you cheat on me with BBL girls and I couldn't cope with that. Rem, however, fair I feel statement. Like you've got... Sorry?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Rem, like, you've got a calming presence. I feel like if I was ever stressed... You would calm me down.
Did you not just see him throw his pen across the room?
What? No, he gets a little angry, bless him.
She likes a man that can do both.
Yeah, let's go.
TikTok.
That's jokes.
All right.
Okay, has she gone black and did she go back? Have I gone black? I think I've gone Puerto Rican.
But okay.
Fair.
You think?
No, where was... No, I have gone black. I did go back.
Yeah, let's go.
What's the weirdest way a man has hit on you and did it work? Maybe saying that they don't mind flat asses, but...
And it worked?
Yeah, of course it did. Have you ever been with a woman? If not, would I? I have.
Nice.
Quite a few times. I would go back, but it does depend on the circumstances.
Fair.
As we all know
these
and
questions
love.
Are telling. I'm surprised.
Yeah, what do
they're
you mean?
Usually very like, tell us about your career. Like, what motivates you to get up in the morning? Like, what are your billionaire rituals?
Mine's just like,
this is GK.
Yeah,
this is GK.
I would fuck a woman, although it's just a lot of work with women. It's hours of work, so you got to be in the mood. Most embarrassing story, I've said this before, say it again. Once when I was blackout drunk, and I mean blackout drunk, and I remember doing it, I brought a guy back to my house at uni, and I woke up the next morning and he'd gone, and I was like, oh, brilliant, I didn't shag anyone, like, bargain. And then I went downstairs and they were like, why were you chanting GK Barry during sex? And I chanted my own name.
That's impossible.
I swear on my life, I was chanting GK Barry. And that's fine. That's completely fine.
I can't even bring myself to laugh.
No, it's actually, it's really embarrassing. Awful. It's really embarrassing. And I don't know who it was.
Chant.
I was like, GK Barry, GK. Yeah, whatever.
On top, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Wow, okay, fair.
Yeah, but also I was young.
Yeah, of course.
How old are you, by the way?
24.
Oh, I wouldn't have expected that.
But then again, I'm older.
I genuinely didn't know how old you were, period.
Okay, fine.
So,
do yeah. I look 24?
Now that you say it, I see it.
Okay.
How old do you want to look?
I don't know. I could look...
Do you think you look older?
Yeah. Maybe.
I would say probably 26.
I was going to say 27.
Not even like a rude way.
Yeah, it's just...
It's like maturity. Yeah, it's
just need to stop vaping.
Yes.
Well, yes. Yes. As a separate topic.
As a separate conversation.
With how you 27, look. That's not old, but oh my God, where's my collagen?
26.
Collagen?
Yeah.
27? Come on.
No, you're doing too much.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Is there anything you regret in your career so far? Definitely talking about ex-boyfriends, I would say.
Really?
That's the only regret I have, yeah.
Why do you regret it?
Just because... I just don't think it's anyone's business. I don't know why I aired that.
Very fair.
And then also they have to live with people coming up to them like, you date. Yeah. So I would.
Yeah, tough. Yeah.
How difficult is it to date with the reach of your level of success?
There we go.
Yeah, it's hell and horror. Hence why I'm single. Come on. Have I ever pegged anyone? No, I haven't. I would like to peg someone. I think it'd be quite funny. I don't know if I could, although it depends. Would I have to have a strap on?
Yeah.
No, I'm not fucking anyone.
Yeah, that's exactly what
that's crazy. Maybe like a woman I could do. Mm-hmm. No, because me and a strap on's like, it's a bit of an ick.
So how else would you put?
Yeah, that's the pegging game.
That's the pegging game.
Maybe if it was with like a dildo.
Oh, you just go hand?
Maybe I'll just do, because I feel like wearing like a strap-on's a little bit insane.
Oh.
It's intense. Like imagine me walking into the room like, like strapped up.
Strapped, ready, tucked.
That's insane.
Couldn't witness.
No, I wouldn't.
Couldn't. Fear that will run through me?
Oh, of course. And you're face down.
Oh, I suck. Never.
No, I wouldn't peg anyone. What's the chances of you smashing from a DM? What does that mean?
So like someone's DMing you and then you banging them.
Oh, not chance. Not chance.
Yeah. Your DM's insane.
No, they're really just full of 16-year-old boys.
I can imagine.
I think we've had the conversation on your show, maybe.
Yeah, there's just absolutely no way. And also, like, everyone's always on private. So how am I meant to see the potential there?
Yeah.
There
is
none. Most awkward thing that's happened in a bar or club? Probably in my first year of uni. I was on a VIP table with these boys. I was trying to impress them, so I straddled one of them. My asshole came out. I lost my phone. And then I had to go back the next day to the club to ask for the CCTV so I could see who stole my phone. And then my dad, I then told my parents, so I didn't want to get in trouble, that I got mugged. So they called the police. The police then got in contact with me and then were also trying to find the CCTV. So I then had to come clean. That's probably the worst thing that's happened.
Damn. That really is the worst
that's
thing
I've excruciating.
Heard.
Yeah, but that was first year. I was literally 18.
Arse
also, I don't have an arse. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and the security guard was like, you put it away. I was like, no.
Oh,
can you put it away?
No.
Oh, like it's a vape.
We've all lived lives. We've all lived lives and none of
you
us
said
are happy
no.
about it.
Oh dear.
I'm trying to get science tonight. No, I'm putting it away. I'm trying to put it on science.
Yeah. Is that all the questions?
Yeah.
I think
they were wild.
Thank God.
They were wild.
Thank God. Jesus.
Damn.
I couldn't face any more of them.
Well, that's the game.
Well, that was GK Barry, guys.
Oh. That was the episode.
Yeah.
That was sensational.
Thank you very much for coming.
I appreciate having
you. Thank you for having
me. But anyway, guys, see you next week, I guess.
Yeah. GK Barry, guys. Round of applause.
Hey.
Okay, cool. And love.
Gang again.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.